Okay.
Would you introduce me as the walking minstrel?
Yes.
That wasn't the one I was prepared. That's the one I played.
Next up, we have Ed Bannett, and known as the walking minstrel. And Ellen's going to be joining him. Right, Ed? Okay. I've run into Ed as well down at the Catbird Cafe. I think he's a frequent singer and presenter there. So let's give him a warm welcome.
One, two. One, two. No, I'm okay.
Thank you, Maureen. Hello, Colonial Inn.
Hello, Ed.
I want to thank Ellen for helping me with this performance. But before I begin, I've got a riddle for you. What would you call the recipe if you add whiskey to the batter when you're making donuts?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
Drunken donuts.
Don't encourage him.
As I came home on Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. So I called me wife and I says to her, "Will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be?"
"Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a lovely sow my mother gave to me."
"Well, many's the day I've traveled 100 miles or more. But a sow with a saddle on? Sure I've never seen before." Now, as I came home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. So I called me wife and I says to her, "Will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door where my old coat should be?"
"Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a lovely blanket my mother sent to me."
"Well, many's the day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but buttons on a blanket? Sure I've never seen before." And as I came home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe up on a chair where my old pipe should be. So I called me wife and I says to her, "Will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be?"
"Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle my mother sent to me."
"Well, many's a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle? Sure, I've never seen before." And as I came home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my two boots should be. So I called me wife and I says to her, "Could you kindly tell to me who owns those boots beneath the bed where my two boots should be?"
"Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. Those are two lovely geranium pots my mother sent to me."
"Well, many's a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but laces on geranium pots? Sure I've never seen before." And as I came home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed where my old head should be. So I called me wife and I says to her, could you kindly tell to me who owns that head upon the bed where my old head should be?
Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a baby boy that me mother sent to me.
Well, many's a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with whiskers on, sure I've never seen before. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. A nice hand for Ellen Schmidt. Very good to have.
Thank you so much, Ed, and thank you, Ellen. A surprise performance from Ellen with